I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Governor Peter Shumlin has vetoed legislation that would give towns an opportunity to have more say in the renewable energy siting process. Shumlin says he's ready to work with lawmakers to salvage key aspects of the bill, but as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Republicans are not in a mood to bargain.
Municipalities have been clamoring for years for more influence over the regulatory process used to determine where wind and solar projects should go. And after issuing his veto, Peter Shumlin says he wants to see them get it.
It's a good bill. It'll give local communities more input, and I want to see it pass.
But Shumlin says language in the bill dealing with sound standards for wind turbines would have severe consequences on the renewable energy industry.
And it makes it impossible to site future wind projects as long as that's in place.
On Monday, Shumlin used his veto pen to kill the entire bill. Despite that maneuver, Shumlin says he hopes it isn't the end of the road for the legislation.
We're working with the chairs of the committees as well as the Speaker of the House to come up with a fix that we think is smart and reasonable.
Lawmakers will return to Montpelier for a veto session this Thursday. House Speaker Shap Smith says there's a way to resolve concerns about the legislation's impact on wind projects while retaining the provisions that could give towns greater standing in regulatory proceedings.
I believe that a compromise plan can be ready to pass on Thursday. What it's going to require is everybody to agree to it.
The route to compromise involves the creation of a new piece of legislation. That new bill would then become a repository for the elements of the renewable energy siting bill that most lawmakers do agree on. Here's one big problem with that plan.
We're not willing to do that. We're not doing it.
That's House Minority Leader Don Turner, and if his Republican caucus stands united, it'll have the power to squelch the compromise. That's because passing a new bill will require numerous rule suspensions in the one day that lawmakers have allotted to deal with the problem. And while House Republicans may be in the minority, they have the numbers needed to reject a rule suspension. Turner says the renewable energy bill was so watered down by the time it made it to Shumlin's desk that it makes more sense to start over on a better bill in 2017.
We have compromised to the point that there is no more room for compromise.
Shap Smith doesn't argue that Republicans will hold the cards on Thursday, but he says it'd be a shame if they used their power to play election year politics.
And I am very concerned that politics might trump policy on this one, but we'll see what happens.
But Republican Leader Turner says Shap Smith's accusation has no merit. Turner says Democrats have had control of the legislature and the governor's office for 6 years, and that if they cared about addressing residents' concerns about the renewable energy siting process, they would have done it by now. Turner also says Shumlin's reasons for vetoing the bill don't hold water. On Tuesday afternoon, Republicans will gather with opponents of mountaintop wind turbines to outline reasons they think the legislature should override the governor's veto. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.